This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can file this next one under the broad category of you are what you eat. The Food and Drug Administration is out with some new rules about antibiotics. Antibiotics for livestock and poultry specifically. The FDA wants to reduce drug use in the raising of those animals and so cut the risk of drug-resistant bacteria in people. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has the economics of the whole thing.
Farm animals are big drug users. Stuart Levy is a professor at Tufts University and president of the Alliance for the Prudent Use of Antibiotics.
70% of all antibiotics produced in this country by weight go to animals.
And he says almost all of those are feed additives.
Do we need all this antibiotic usage? The answer is no.
The FDA agrees. No more using antibiotics to fatten animals. It's asking drug companies to voluntarily change their labels, technically restricting use by farmers, and potentially raising their costs. Gay Miller is a professor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. She says farmers want one thing, to
produce a pig that is healthy and high quality as efficiently as possible.
A decade ago, she estimated removing antibiotics to encourage growth might cost farmers a little more than a buck a pig.
Certainly is not something that makes the price of meat go down, that's for sure.
Scott Hurd's a professor at Iowa State University and former USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Food Safety. He says the ag industry is ready for the change, but the rules aren't going to stop farmers from giving drugs to their animals to keep them healthy.
We're raising babies here, and so the important thing about antibiotics is it helps people to raise those babies in a healthy way.
The pharma companies don't seem all that worried. They're about to lose a big customer. David Krimpa is an analyst at Morningstar.
We think the implications will be pretty minor, at least in the near term.
He thinks without a tougher ban, farmers are going to keep doing what they do. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.